Oh my gosh, that's awesome. And I love that. I didn't know that I was lost. I was looking for myself and I didn't know that I was lost. And isn't that actually what happened for all of those who are on the retreat yesterday? We didn't know we were looking for ourselves until we came home to ourselves, and it's like, oh, here I am. And so the title of my talk today is Coming Home. And I'm talking about coming home to ourselves and coming home to the divine presence. And so if we think about or look at that word home and what that really means, home is a place of retreat from the world that we have. Home is a retreat from the busyness of life. It's a place of refuge and a place of respite and a place of renewal. So that after we spend time in that place of refreshment and renewal, then we can go back out into the world re-energized and filled back up and refreshed, so that then we bring our best selves to life, and then we live our best, most joyful, most fulfilling, most vibrant life when we've been filled back up like that. And so every single day we nourish or nurture our bodies. We feed ourselves healthy food that has the vitamins. We eat the rainbow of colors. We drink clean water. We sleep in a bed that's warm and comfortable. All of those things nurture our bodies. And every single day we nurture or nourish our minds by getting enough sleep, by getting stimulation from the outside world, because as you know, if there's no stimulation, we just get really lethargic. But how often do you actually nurture or nourish your soul? How often do you create space for that kind of nurturance? How often do you create a place that feels like home within yourself to renew and refresh and re-energize? How often do you create that space within yourself for respite and rest and renewal, a place of coming home? You know, there are lots of different ways that we can come home to ourselves. And one of those ways is by creating a safe space within ourselves where we are wholly accepted, where we are loved unconditionally, where we get to be exactly who we are in that energy of love and acceptance. Just like Ray talked about the fraud, not telling ourselves that we're a fraud, not giving ourselves a hard time, but being in that place of unconditional acceptance. That's what happens at home. We get to be just who we are. One of the other ways of creating home within ourselves is giving ourselves time and space to just be. To not be doing all the things that we do all the time, but just to be with ourselves. And the third way that we create that sense of home within ourselves is by creating room for and welcoming our spirit. Welcoming our spirit into our lives, into our hearts, into our energetic field, whatever that looks like or feels like to you, welcoming your spirit and making room for it. When we welcome our spirit, we automatically have a sense of coming home to ourselves. And when we do those things, when we create that space of acceptance, when we create the space to not do but to just be, when we welcome our spirit, what happens is we automatically come home to the divine. Those two things are inextricably connected and overlap each other. When we are in a place of not accepting ourselves, we can't possibly feel that divine presence. When we are in a place of being and renewal and openness and acceptance and welcoming our spirit, then we automatically feel the divine in our lives. Those two things overlap each other. And so today I'm actually really talking about welcoming ourselves home. Creating home within ourselves by welcoming our spirit. I know that every single one of us in this room, we want to feel cared for. We want to feel at home. We want to feel loved and accepted and like we belong. And in reality, we are always cared for. We are always cared for by that divine presence of unconditional love that fills all of time and space with its beingness. We are always cared for by that presence, by whatever name you want to call it. Whether you call it your highest self or your inner light or the infinite love of the universe or spirit or the divine, whatever you call it, you are already accepted by that presence. You are already approved of by that presence. Always. Love of the universe does not judge. There's never judgment or anything held against us. We are already accepted and held in that love. And because that one is everywhere present, that means that we are actually already belong and we are already home everywhere we go because that one is everywhere present. We already belong. We are already home wherever we go. And so in one of Ernest Holmes' books called This Thing Called You, if you haven't read it, it's fabulous. He talks about that belonging. He says, "You belong to the universe in which you live. You are one with the creative genius back of this vast array of ceaseless motion, this original flow of life. You are as much a part of it as the sun, the earth, and the air. There is something in you telling you this, like a voice echoing from some mountaintop of inward vision, like a light whose origin no man has seen, like an impulse welling up from an invisible source. Your soul belongs to the universe." We belong to the infinite. We belong to life. We belong in this universe. We are always home in the divine. Therefore, we always belong everywhere that we go. The problem is, though, we don't take the time to slow down and to just be. We don't take the time out from our busyness or our busy thinking. We don't take the time out to unplug from our busyness. And because we don't do that, we don't have that sense of coming home because we're too distracted and we're too outward focused and we're rushing too much. We don't feel that divine presence or that sense of home within us when we're so busy. And so I grew up in a family where being productive was the most important thing. It was so important to be productive all the time that we were not allowed to take naps when I was growing up, especially I can remember as a teenager. Teenagers love to take naps. We were not allowed to take naps. You had to be productive. You had to be busy. You had to be doing something. And I remember as kids, oftentimes our friends would go to the beach on the weekends and invite us to go, and we couldn't go because we had to stay home and weed the vegetable garden. We had this huge vegetable garden. And sometimes we would even talk our friends into staying and helping us weed so we could go afterwards, you know. That doesn't mean that we didn't ever do things that were fun, because we did. But the thing is, being productive was paramount. And so that was really ingrained in me. And I remember as a 20-year-old living out on my own for the first time, taking like a Sunday off and lounging around and watching TV. And by the time 2 or 3 o'clock came in the afternoon, I was getting so much anxiety built up inside of me because I had to do something productive. I could not take a whole day off. And we live in that society. You know, other countries think we're crazy. You know, Europe, they get 6 to 8 weeks of vacation every year. They take time off. We are the ones that have this Protestant work ethic that says we have to be busy and we have to be working all the time. And then that runs us. We think that that is so much more important than taking time to just be. And so Wayne Muller speaks in his book that is also a fabulous book called The Sabbath, Restoring the Sacred Rhythm of Rest. He talks about how in Exodus, it talks about how God created the heaven and the earth in 6 days. And on the seventh day, God rested and was refreshed. He says the word actually is vanefesh, which literally means exhaled. God made the world in 6 days and then exhaled. There is a rhythm in creating and then resting. And in this book, he also says this, which I love. The ancient rabbis teach that on the seventh day, God created manuha, tranquility, serenity, peace, and repose. Rest, in its deepest possible sense of fertile, healing stillness. Until the Sabbath, creation was unfinished. Only after the birth of manuha, only with tranquility and rest was the circle of creation made full and complete. Only with rest and renewal is life made complete. And so when we look at nature, we see that rhythm of rest and activity everywhere we look. We see the sun rising and then the moon rising and the sun going down, and we see the pull of the tides coming in and out. We see plants grow in the spring and then flower in the summer and then fall dormant and be dormant through the fall and the winter. Our hearts beat and then they rest, and they beat and they rest. There's this rhythm, and that rhythm is easy, and that rhythm is necessary. And so in the Sabbath, in that unplugging from our responsibilities and our busyness, in being present in our own beingness, we then make room for our soul. We make room for our spirit. It is then that we welcome our souls home and welcome our spirits back home within us. That's what we did yesterday at our retreat. We welcomed ourselves back home, in ourselves, because we created home within ourselves yesterday. And so in Matthew 11:28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's the words of Jesus. Come unto Jesus' understanding of life and oneness, and I will give you rest. Return to your spirituality, and there you will find rest. Return to your spirit, and there you will find rest. Return home, home within you, and there you will find rest. Return to that divine presence that is around you and within you, and there you will find rest. Taking Sabbath time, unplugging, taking that time for nurturance of ourselves, allows us to discover the peace that already is. It allows us to discover that we are already whole, that we are already enough. It allows us to discover the joy in just being. And so at our retreat yesterday, we spent time in the meditation gardens, and we spent time journaling and sharing with each other and speaking from our hearts and from our spirits, sharing from that kind of a place. We spent time connecting with each other and connecting with nature. All of those things filled us back up, and we got to have a sense of coming home out of that. But you know what? You can take a Sabbath day anywhere. You can take a Sabbath hour. You can take a Sabbath walk. But what I have discovered, one of the really important components to taking that Sabbath time, is to do it with intention. You have to have the intention of unplugging and taking time for yourself to just be. And so the first thing that we did at our retreat yesterday was we had a hand-washing ceremony. And what that meant was that one of Barbara or I poured water over the person's hands, and they washed their hands as they said, "I'm washing away all my busy thoughts. My mind is clearing. I'm washing away all my tension. My body is softening. I'm washing away all my worries. My heart is opening. I'm washing away all my responsibilities. My hands are empty. It's about creating some transition for you to step out of the mundane world into that time of Sabbath. You know, in the Jewish tradition, they practice Sabbath every single Friday night from the time the sun goes down until Saturday when the sun goes down. It's time for refreshing and renewal, and they begin that with lighting candles every single week. That is the doorway. That is the transition. And that hand-washing ceremony you could do with yourself at the kitchen sink. I'm washing away my worries. My heart is opening. Whatever it is, to make it sacred and intentional is all that it matters, not the exact words. And so it's important to do that with intention, to step out of our busyness. It's important to step out of our responsibilities and out of our busy thoughts and to allow ourselves to rest in just being, to invite our spirit forward, to be present in our lives. And so you know what? It's not about stopping when everything's done. Everything will never be done. There will always be mail to open and messages to return and things to do and projects that are unfinished. Always, that's the nature of our human life. It's about stopping simply because it's time to stop. It's about stopping so that we may renew and refresh and care for our souls and welcome ourselves back home within ourselves. And so Sabbath time can include praying or meditating or spending time in nature. Sabbath time could include hiking or picnicking or painting a picture. Sabbath time can include yoga, or making love, or playing a musical instrument, or making art of any kind, or lighting candles and then just sitting. It's what feels sacred and allows you to connect with yourself and be present with yourself. So you know what? That means TV does not count. We aren't present with ourselves and our own souls when we're watching TV. It's about taking time out. And so one of the things that they actually do when they practice Sabbath in the Jewish religion is put those things away that we do. And so you could actually create for yourself a Sabbath box that you put in the remote control to the TV, or you put in your cell phone, or you put in that box the mouse from your computer. Whatever those things are that keep you distracted, that could be in itself the ritual of putting those things in the box. Ah, my hands are empty. I get to just be here with myself now. And so I have some questions to ask you. And so you can write on the part that says notes on your insert. And if you need a pen, Barbara has pens that she'll give you. So if you need a pen, raise your hand and take out your little insert. You know, if you write it down, it makes it more real for you. And so I invite you to turn within to that wisdom of your own beingness, that place within you that absolutely knows, that one that is closer than breath and nearer than hands and feet, that is the same essence of your spirit. And so we listen to that self, our deepest selves, our wisest selves. And I invite you to ask yourself, what would bring me a sense of sacred renewal? What would allow me to feel renewed and restored? And when you come up with that answer, to write it down. What is one thing that would give me a sense of renewal and restoration? And when you're done writing, to go ahead and close your eyes again. And to ask that wisdom inside of you, what would give me sacred rest and a sense of coming home to myself? What is it that would give me sacred rest and a sense of coming home to myself? And to write that down when you get that answer. That's allowing your soul to have a voice. That's your soul calling you home. And so I ask you to ask your ego mind, what is one thing that I'm willing to commit to doing this week so that I might come home to myself? The commitment comes from your ego mind. What am I willing to commit to doing this week, one of those things, or what might it look like? And to write your commitment down to yourself. What am I willing to commit to doing this week so that I might come home to myself? And so I want to reiterate again, the importance of doing it with intention when you do that thing. You know, I go to the park a lot and have lunch on a picnic blanket. It's not the same thing. It doesn't feel the same. You know, when we went to the nature service at Eldorado Park, there was something really sacred about that. And we talked about that Shinrin-yoku, that forest bathing. We had the intention of being bathed by nature, of feeling it and sensing it and breathing it in and hearing it and really being present. There was an intention. Whatever it is that you're going to do this week, you need to do it with intention of feeding your soul and unplugging from your life. So create some sort of something for you to step from, to step into. At our retreat yesterday, we hung sheer curtains in the entryway going into the room so that you were literally stepping into a different world. Create some sense of leaving the mundane behind and stepping into something else. It'll make a huge difference in how you experience it. When we are willing to slow down and to take our hand off the plow, when we are willing to let go of our list and all of our to-dos, we discover that the divine is already here and that it's been here all along. We discover that presence that is all around us and within us when we slow down and pay attention and open up and are totally present with all of our senses. We discover that peace has always been here. And that Denise Rosier song was saying, we declare that peace is here because peace is here. We just have to tune into it. It doesn't ever go anywhere. We create in our minds that it's not here, but its peace is always right here. We discover that regardless of what has been done or what has not been done when we are in that Sabbath time, that all is well, that it doesn't really matter. And so my invitation to you this week and every week is to take some time, create a sense of balance of rest and work and rest and work. Can you imagine if you are a practicing Jew, 24 hours every single week of nothing that looked like responsibility? What a treat. So take time and find your own balance between work and rest and invite your spirit in. Rest and renew yourself. And so blessings on this path of awakening to your own spirit and living this magnificent life. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in a spiritual mind treatment. Hey, Tina Carson, you want to come pray with me? You want to go first or second? Okay. And so I invite all of you to join me in how good it is to answer this call of our own spirits, of our own souls, to come back home to this place of respite and stillness, this place within us where we always belong, where we are always welcomed, where we are always home. This is the very essence of our own spirit, welcoming all of who we are. And so how good it is today to be alive and to be awake and to be aware of this own divine presence that indwells our hearts and our souls and our bodies at all times. And so today we answer this call and we take time to move back into balance in our lives, a balance of doing and being, a balance of activity and resting, a balance where we feel at home in ourselves. And so I just claim and know this is the truth for each one of us, that this speaks to our hearts. And so today we step into this with new awareness and with new insights and with new commitments. And so I bless this and know that it is already blessed and a blessing to each one of us, that we are here today listening to this message by divine appointment. And so we answer that call. And I pass this prayer.
And I join this, these words with gratitude. Mm-hmm. Gratitude knowing the truth of who we are, knowing that the essence that we have connected with has always been there and always will be there. It's the essence of God qualities, mm-hmm. knowing that I'm connected with who I am, knowing that I am a unique expression, that each individual in this room is a unique expression of the one whole, with God qualities that are unique to each person. Although we all share love, we all express love individually. Although we all share intelligence and creativity and talents, that we all laugh and dance and sing, We all laugh, dance, and sing in our own unique way. And stepping into that is our strength. And so I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that we can leave this place, enter our lives, enter our world as one, but as individual expressions. And focusing on the intention that we set in this expression of self and giving ourselves this sacred space to do so. And so it is.
So it is. Thank you.